I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Colombia remains one of the world's main producers and distributors of cocaine, but authorities there have been fighting a vigorous and effective battle against the drug traffickers. In the process, the police have confiscated thousands of assets. Those assets range from condominiums and racehorses to shoes and refrigerators. The seized goods can be used as evidence in court cases, so many of the items are stored in government-owned warehouses. But John Otis reports from Bogota that keeping track of everything has proved impossible.
Rusted parts from a submarine used to smuggle drugs are part of an eclectic collection of confiscated items at a Bogota warehouse. There's also a fleet of vehicles, a Yamaha jet ski, and a coffee table made with ivory elephant tusks. After trying out an impounded pool table, warehouse manager Rudolfo Velasco points to a hulking German-made contraption.
Procesadora de éxtasis, de pastillitas de éxtasis.
He says it's a machine for making ecstasy. It was seized along with 11,000 tablets of the drug. The confiscated assets are worth millions of dollars. Some of them can be put to good use. Captured vehicles can be turned over to government agencies. Farms can be donated to landless peasants. Apartments can be sold and the money used for drug treatment centers. The problem is that until suspected traffickers have their day in court, the assets can't be touched. And because court cases can drag on for years, the seized goods keep piling up. For example, most of the paintings, furniture, and kitchenware have been sitting in this warehouse for more than a decade. They belong to Elizabeth Montoya, a Cali cartel go-between who was killed in 1996. But her case drags on, and the government still doesn't have the legal right to sell her belongings. Juan Carlos Restrepo was recently put in charge of the government's National Narcotics Department. Known as the DNE, it administers seized assets. But Restrepo says the agency has been overwhelmed by the sheer volume of goods, and that's opened the door to corruption.
It's a mess. For some seized properties, there's no documentation. In other cases, you can find the documents, but there's no sign of the property.
Last week, police raided the DNE and seized computer files and other documents. They found that employees had been manipulating data, doling out assets to friends, and putting some land and buildings back into the hands of the bad guys. Germán Vargas Lleras is Colombia's interior minister.
Many properties were stolen. The information about some assets was adulterated. It appears that friends and frontmen for people who had their properties seized ended up gaining control of these properties.
Juan Carlos Restrepo says people sometimes justify stealing confiscated narco goods because, in their view, they're simply cheating the cheaters. He's ordered a thorough house cleaning of the DNE. But there have been some success stories. A chain of drug stores once controlled by the Cali cartel was seized in 2005. Under government management, the chain has doubled in size to 800 stores. And one of the country estates owned by the late drug lord Pablo Escobar has been turned into a museum.
Welcome. Now, in the ruins of Pablo Escobar's former luxurious mansion, you will find a tribute to all of his victims.
But problems will likely persist because the government is bound by law to impound nearly everything it finds during anti-drug raids. The current tally of seized properties, businesses, and warehoused items is 76,000. But much of it is junk. Among the items at the Bogota warehouse are a birdcage, a broken Christmas creche, and an old sign for a dry cleaning store. For The World, I'm John Otis in Bogota, Colombia.